Dot, thank you very much. This is the Midday News on 5 Live. The Home Secretary, John Reid, has called on Muslim parents to monitor their children for signs of extremism. He has been making the speech during a trip to East London, and let's cross to him live now.
They're going to kick your door down when you're in bed with your wife. They'll drag you from your own bed under any guise. And you all know, as a Muslim, we're second-class citizens here. Don't push me. Don't even try and push me. I'll shit about terrorism as well.
If you would be
they come to Muslim
enough.
Houses. If they raid houses. If they grab wood.
And in fact, what we are just hearing is the Home Secretary, John Reid, being heckled by a member of this selected audience, we were told. Let's just listen in.
How can we be silent like this? You know how many Muslim houses have been raided by him and his enemy and his...
What we can actually see is a man dressed in a Muslim headdress, a black man with a beard, obviously a Muslim, dressed as a Muslim, being surrounded by people who are obviously with him, and also by a security man in a red T-shirt who's trying very diplomatically, not with any force, to try to get him to stop or to leave. And he's now pushed that man away. And I can also see a police officer in the background. There are photographers coming in to take a photograph of what is happening here. And there's just one police officer that I can see. And the man's being spoken to now by what I think might be the organisers of this speech. I can see another police officer now, at least two of them. Security man still trying to reason with him. In fact, quite a few people trying to reason with him. And he does look as if he's moving away now, out of the room.
When your house is raided, or your sister's raided, you'll be just as irate as I am. And the reason why I'm irate is because I'm a Muslim.
I was making...
I'm a British Muslim.
Thank you.
We're going to stand firm on our belief.
I was making the very simple point. I was making the very simple point that however sensitive these issues are, we must never allow ourselves to be intimidated or shouted down. I know it isn't easy.
And let's leave the Home Secretary there and go back outside, because that protester is still talking to the press.
How dare we discuss with someone like that when he's attacking Muslims?
But if you can't have dialogue,
it's not about dialogue. When he comes and kicks my door down, he arrests my sister or my mother or my wife or my cousin or any Muslim in the community. Sure. It's not about dialogue. It's about demands. You better stop what you're doing, otherwise there's going to be some real retaliation from the community.
That's
it's not a threat.
That's a threat.
It's a warning.
That's a threat.
It's a warning.
Oh,
come on. When the head of the police
When
the head of police says attacks in the UK are inevitable, is that a threat or a warning?
Well, that's
it's a warning. Okay, so you understand the reality of the
But you're issuing an ultimatum.
No, I'm not.
I'm talking about reality.
He is.
He's
talking about the reality. If we don't stop the causes of why people are willing to do these attacks, they will continue. And if we don't stop this behaviour of the police and the government in the pressure on the Muslim community, arrest as a Muslim, you're more likely to be stopped and searched by the police than any other community.
But why won't you
one second. And as a Muslim, you're more likely to be arrested on a terrorist act, which you all agree with, no problem.
Why won't you give your name,
listen,
sir?
Listen. But police say that they have done all that to stop another 7-7, because they are afraid of another 7-7.
Yeah, but they didn't stop the initial 7-7, did they? And you can't stop it by arresting Muslims in the streets. You need to deal with the underlying causes.
And
if someone has a cold, it's not just about giving him a tissue for his nose. Rather, when he's walking barefoot all the time, that's the underlying cause of the problem.
Words you're hearing are from a protester who interrupted a speech that the Home Secretary, John Reid, was giving in London. He's standing outside the venue now. He's been escorted out. He's not being moved on any further, though. I think he is outside the actual perimeter now, and he's surrounded by media, by microphones, by cameras, etc. And he's also being taken to task by other Muslims. You heard one there who disagree with what he's saying.